ओम शांति। वी आर वेट मोरली विच वी आर गोइंग टू रिवाइज नाउ इज ऑफ 31st December 2008। सो 11 years अगो बाबा स्पोक दिस मोरली ऑन 31st December 2008। टुडे द फादर who gives new life. Today, the Father who gives new life. Is pleased to see his children everywhere. Who have adopted a new life. Today the Father who gives new life is pleased to see his children everywhere who have adopted a new life. This new life, this new life, is to create the new age. This new life is to create the new age. People celebrate the new year. Whereas all of you children, who have a new life, whereas all of you children who have a new life, give greetings to all souls. Give greetings to all souls, and together with that, you also give this good news. You also give this good news. That the new age is about to come. You also give this good news that the new age is about to come. To all of you children, the Father has already given the gift of the golden age as an inheritance. In this golden world, in this golden world, in this golden world, there are already many golden gifts. All of you have the intoxication, don't you? That all of you have the intoxication, don't you, that the gift of the golden world, that the gift of the golden world is your birthright. Is your birthright. So all of you have the intoxication that the gift of the golden world is your birthright, do you not? In today's world, even if someone gives another person the biggest gift of all, what would that biggest of all gift be? Maybe a crown or a throne. However, what is that gift compared to the gift of the golden world that you will receive? Is that anything great, what they give? In your heart, you have the happiness. In your heart, you have the happiness that your father has given you the highest gift of all, the new age. That's the highest gift of all. You have the faith, and it is fixed. Nishchay and Nishchint. You have the faith and it is fixed. It is destined. You have the faith and it is destined. No one can prevent this destiny. You have this unshakable faith in your awareness constantly. Do you have it constantly, all the time, or does it become a little less sometimes? Do you have this faith constantly, or does it become a little less sometimes? As it is your birthright, and therefore your birthright can never be taken away. Today, all of you have come here from different places to celebrate the new year. All of you have come here from different places to celebrate the new year. You are celebrating the new year. So what is the aim you have kept for this new year? What special thing are you going to do in this new year? The speciality of this new year is Kimbab Sabha. that you definitely have to become complete and perfect, equal to the Father. No matter what effort you have to make, it is fixed, it is destined that you definitely have to become equal to the Father. So speak, all of you have this firm thought in your mind, is it not? You may nod in agreement that yes, we have this firm thought in our mind that we will become equal to the Father. The Father also wants each child to become equal to the Father. The Father is the Father, but the children are higher than the Father. Father is the Father, but the children are higher than the Father. So, in order to fulfill the aim of becoming equal to the Father, you have to follow the Father. You have to follow the Father in order to become equal to the Father. Just think about it. Father Brahma, just think about it. How did Father Brahma become perfect? What was his speciality? What was the special basis for his perfection? Father Brahma used his every moment in a worthwhile way. He used every breath and every second in a worthwhile way. So, in order to become equal to the Father, what aim will you keep for this year in order to become equal to the Father? I have to use everything in a worthwhile way and thereby become an embodiment of success. This is your aim. I have to use everything in a worthwhile way and definitely become an embodiment of success. Success is the garland around my neck. Success is the garland around my neck. Success is my father's inheritance. Success is my father's inheritance. So, keeping this aim, you have to check. So keeping this aim, you have to check. Every day, you have to check yourself. Every day, you have to check yourself. Did I become an embodiment of success by using my time, breath, treasures, powers? Did I become an embodiment of success by using my time, breath, treasures, powers and virtues in a worthwhile way? In a worthwhile way? Why is Baba saying this? Because with the success of the present time, because with the success of the present time, you will accumulate also in the future. You will also accumulate in the future. For whatever you use in a worthwhile way now, you will accumulate for the future 21 births. You know this, don't you? You have been told earlier as well that if you use your time in a worthwhile way, that if you use your time in a worthwhile way, then in the future too, then in the future too, you will have the attainment of the fortune of the kingdom for a full duration. You will have the attainment of the fortune of the kingdom for a full duration. If you use your time now in a worthwhile way, and if you use your breath in a worthwhile way, then you will remain healthy for 21 births. So if you use your breath in a worthwhile way, then you will remain healthy for 21 births. You won't be, there won't be anything lacking in your health. There won't be anything lacking in your health. And together with that, the treasures that you accumulate, and the greatest treasure is that of knowledge. So the treasures you accumulate, and the greatest treasure is that of knowledge. And knowledge means understanding. Knowledge means understanding. So by using the treasure of knowledge in a worthwhile way, by using the treasure of knowledge in a worthwhile way, you become so sensible in the future that you won't need to seek advice from any advisor. that you won't need to seek advice from any advisor. You yourself will rule the kingdom which is unshakable, unbreakable, and there will be no obstacles in your kingdom. It will be free from obstacles, unshakable and unbreakable. That is the fruit of accumulating the treasure of knowledge. You use it in a worthwhile way for one birth, and you eat the fruit of success for many births. In the same way, by using for yourself and for others, the powers that you have received, if you use these powers in a worthwhile way, you will have all powers in your future kingdom. You will have all the powers in the future kingdom. No power in you will be less. There won't be any power lacking. There won't be any power lacking. Similarly, if you are donating virtues, then what is the praise that you sing to the images? So what is the praise that they sing of your images till the final moment, which is your final 84th birth? So they keep singing your praise even in this last birth, which is your 84th final birth. People still sing your praise, that you are full of all virtues. So by using each and every attainment in a worthwhile way, you claim a right to them for many births. So what are you going to do this year? You have to keep the aim that not even a single breath or a single second, goes to waste. You have to accumulate. The time for accumulation is a very short birth now, whereas the period for achieving the fruit is 21 births. So this year, do you have the aim of becoming equal to the Father? Do all of you have the aim that you definitely have to become equal to the Father? Not that you will become, but you definitely have to become. Underline it. I do have to become that. So underline this aim. I have to become that. Acha. So you keep the aim for this year. So for 2020, we have to keep the aim of not wasting a single moment and using everything in a worthwhile way. So Baba is saying, so you keep the aim for this year, and together with that, the mantra to follow the Father is to use everything in a worthwhile way and to become an embodiment of success. Use everything in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. For this Bap Dada is not giving you children. For this Bap Dada is not giving you children the difficulty of working hard. That is, for this you don't have to really work hard. It is very easy. He is showing you a very easy method. What is that easy method? Whatever thoughts you create, first of all, check. Was this the father's thought? That is, would Baba also think in this way as I am thinking? So check. Would Baba think in this way as I am thinking? When you say anything, then also check. Check, is this what Baba would also say? So you want to become equal to the father, do you not? So first of all, think about your thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections. Check them. See them and check them to see if they are the same as the father's. And check whether they are the same as that of the father's. And become the embodiment of that. Follow Father Brahma. It is remembered. Follow the father, is it not? It's remembered in this way. Some children show very good games. Do you know what games they show? They don't follow the father, but what do they say? They don't follow, but what they say? They say, I didn't want that to happen, but it happened. I didn't want it to happen, but it happened. So do not just think about something first, but become the form of that. If you become the form, you will not then say, I didn't think about it, but it just happened. It will not happen. If you become the form of the right thing, then what you don't want to happen, that will not happen. The ones who are thinking, are you elevated souls, the masters. And therefore, to say it happened means that you don't have control over your physical organs. You say, it just happened, you know, you didn't even know that and it just happened. It means that you don't have control over your physical organs. So in this year, in the new year, 2020, Baba says, remember the slogan, I have to do everything that is the same as the Father. I definitely have to become equal to the Father. It is not difficult, is it? It's not difficult, is it? All you have to do is do what the Father has done, or do what the Father does. It's easy to copy, is it not? There's no need to think about it at all. Just copy without thinking. What Baba would do, I have to do the same. And it is guaranteed then for all of you that just as Father Brahma became an angel, so it is guaranteed that he will definitely become a deity from an angel. And so you too will definitely become angels and then deities too. There won't be any doubt about it. Some children say that while moving along, they have to face a lot of opposition, and because of the opposition, they come down from their position. However, just remember that you have to become equal to the Father. At the beginning of establishment, how much opposition Father Brahma had to face. But how he changed the opposition and into his position. So how much opposition did Father Brahma transform into his position? From opposition, he came to his position. Everything was new, a challenge. Now the world has changed so much. But how much did Father Brahma sit alone on the seat of self-respect and with his position face all opposition? How much Father Brahma sat alone on his seat of self-respect in that position and faced all opposition? Where there is position, opposition cannot do anything. Where there is position, opposition cannot do anything. What did people say before? Before people used to say that you create chaos. You know, they used to tell you that you create chaos, and chaos in Hindi is dhamal. And now what they say? They say you are doing wonders. So now wonders is kamal. So before they used to say that you are doing dhamal, chaos, creating chaos, and now they say you are doing wonders, kamal. There is so much difference, is it not? What is the reason for that? Father Brahma himself finished all opposition by sitting on his seat of self-respect and used the weapon of determined faith to face the opposition. So what will you do this year? You have to become equal, do you not? If you have to face constant opposition still be seated on the seat of self-respect, then opposition will change into position. just sit on the seat of self-respect, then opposition will change into position. Do you have this courage? You raise your hand for definitely becoming equal to the Father. But do you have that much courage also, as much as Brahma Baba had? First, there is necessary to have self-transformation. Then there's necessity to have self-transformation. Then there are the many souls. Then there are the many souls who come into relationship and connection. Relationship and connection, many souls. And then there are the many souls of the world. Then there are the many souls of the world. You have to transform all of them with your good wishes and pure feelings in your mind. You have to transform all of them with the good wishes and pure feelings in your mind. And with your determined thoughts. So determined thoughts with good wishes and pure feelings, you have to transform all of them. So this year, Bap Dada is giving the blessing of one particular power. Bap Dada is giving the blessing of one particular power. When you say my Baba from your heart, then that one power will become present. Not just saying my Baba like that only, but if you say my Baba from your heart, and if you keep a right that yes, it is my Baba, then the power will become present in front of you. Then that power will become present in front of you. Which power is that which will become present in front of you? The moment you say my Baba with all the rights, the power of transformation. This Baba says this power will become present in front of you. The power of transformation. With the power of transformation, with the power of transformation, you should change the negative into positive. So you change negative into positive with the power of transformation. Even while seeing negative thoughts and negative behavior of others, even while seeing negative thoughts and negative behavior of others, change your thoughts into positive thoughts. Change your thoughts into positive thoughts. Even if you see negative, but you change into positive. Just see, speak, and do everything positive. So see, speak, and do everything positive. Simply with your good wishes and pure feelings, it will become easy. It will become easy with your good wishes and pure feelings. Because this opposition will come. This opposition will come. But your power of transformation will easily bring you success. But your power of transformation will easily bring you success. So did you understand the special blessing for this year? Use the power of transformation with determined thoughts. Use the power of transformation with determined thoughts. So let this be a special blessing that I have to use the power of transformation with my determined thoughts. You can bring about transformation, can you not, in this way? This is your challenge. You do remember it, do you not? That's your title, that we are world transformers. Aren't you world transformers? Since your title is a world transformer, then is it difficult to transform yourself? Is it difficult to transform yourself when anything difficult arises in your heart? In fact, nothing is difficult. But even if you think that it is difficult, actually you make it difficult. It isn't difficult, but you make it difficult. What can be difficult in front of a Master Almighty Authority? But you make one mistake. You make one mistake. And then make it difficult. So one mistake you make and make it difficult. For instance, if it suddenly becomes dark here, the electricity goes and everything becomes dark here. Now, if somebody by mistake tries to drive away the darkness, will the darkness go? No. The correct method is to switch the light on and darkness will go away in a second. So if you try to chase away the darkness, will the darkness go? No, you'll have the correct method. Just switch on the light and the darkness will go away in a second. So you also make the mistake that when something has happened, you go into the queue of questions. Or something happens and then you go into a queue of questions such as why, what, when, how. You make a small thing big. You go into all these questions and you make a small thing big, and something which is big is always difficult, but you make it big. If you make it into a small thing, it will become easy. The Father has shown you an easy method to use any particular power you want. So you want to use any particular power, for that the Father has shown you an easy method. It's very easy. So what is that easy method to use any particular power? Just sit on the seat. Just sit on the seat of the awareness of being a Master Almighty Authority. I am a Master Almighty Authority. Just sit on the seat of this awareness. If you sit on the seat of Master Almighty Authority, you won't become upset. Because without a seat, you become upset. But if you have your seat, you won't become upset. So what happens when you are not seated on your seat? Your sanskars of 63 births emerge. What were your sanskars for 63 births? 1 minute you would be set and the next minute you would become upset. These were your sanskars for the past 63 births. So, always remain set on the seat of your self-respect. Always remain set on the seat of your self-respect. And what else will you do this year? What else will you do this new year? You will give everyone a gift in the new year, will you not? So what gift will you give them? You will give greetings for the new year. You will give greetings for the new year. But along with that, what gift will you give them? Along with the greetings. You have many gifts, don't you? You have many gifts. You can give as many gifts you want. You have so many. Those physical gifts will last only for the temporary period. Physical gifts are not a big thing that will last only for a temporary period. But you who are becoming equal to the Eternal Father, you should give an imperishable gift. Now what's that imperishable gift you can give? Through your mind. Give the gift of powers. Through your mind, give the gift of powers. Through your words, give the gift of knowledge, and through your actions, give the gift of virtues. So through your thoughts, give the gift of powers, through your words, gift of knowledge, and the action, gift of virtues. You have all these powers, all these gifts, don't you? You have so many treasures. They are not less, are they? They are not any less, are they? Whenever you interact with anyone and whenever you come and interact with anyone this year, give them lots of gifts. However, give them imperishable gifts. You were told that you mustn't let anyone go away empty-handed. Whether you give them the gifts of your mind, or of words, or of actions, but you have to give a gift. And for that, in order to give a gift to everyone, you will always have to pay attention to one thing all the time. You will always have to pay attention to one thing. At every moment, you will have to keep a stock of powers in an emerged form. How many powers do you have? You have a list, do you not? The list of powers. Because of having to speak, you always have churning power in your mind. You will have to keep the power to churn knowledge in your awareness. You will have to keep the power to churn knowledge in your awareness, in your behavior, through your face, and in your actions. You will have to become an embodiment of virtues. You have to become an embodiment of virtues. You will always have to keep yourself as an embodiment of virtues, an embodiment of knowledge, and an embodiment of powers in an emerged form. Do not think that you have the powers anyway, that you have the knowledge anyway. But you will have to become the embodiment of them. Not just having is not enough, but you have to become the embodiment of them. You will have to look, you will have to look at everyone with the vision and attitude of them being part of this godly family. You have to look at everyone with the vision and attitude of them being part of the godly family. Since you have to become equal to Father Brahma this year, and you have also raised your hand for that, everyone's hand will be visible in Bap Dada's sati, in the sati region. It isn't this small TV there. It's a very big TV there in the Satna regions. Baba can see the results of all the centers in 1 second on that TV. Bap Dada is pleased to see your enthusiasm of definitely having to become equal to the Father. You have this enthusiasm and Baba is pleased with that. You have the fortune of, and therefore Baba is happy because you have that enthusiasm of becoming equal to the Father. You also have the fortune of happiness. You have a happy face. So never let your face become bossy, showing bossiness. You have the fortune of happiness, you have a happy face, so never let your face become bossy. You should be always happy. No matter how busy you may be doing something, even if you are rectifying a mistake, or if you are explaining to someone, your face and your words should not be bossy. Your face and your words should not be bossy. This year, demonstrate this by bringing about this transformation. Baba will give you a prize for it. So everyone clapped. Baba will give you a prize for it. That the one who has always been smiling throughout the year, no matter what situation comes, you're always smiling. then only you'll get the prize. Some brothers and sisters say, or some brothers and sisters say that if we do not say to someone with bossiness, then they will not understand and they won't change. So we have to show that bossiness. Now you already kept that feeling that this person is not going to change. So that person has already received your vibrations that he's not going to change. Because you have thought of it beforehand, he's not going to change if I'm not bossy with him. Therefore, this year, bid farewell to anger and its progeny. Bid farewell to anger and its progeny. Bid farewell to anger and its progeny. Is this possible to give farewell to anger and its progeny? Not even to have the slightest of body bossiness in you. No bossiness. Speaking harsh words. That's bossiness. The Father is asking those who become angry from time to time in order for something to be done or in order to rectify something, supposing you are bossy, but does the other person reform through that? Does he reform? Has anyone reformed if you are getting angry with them? Show Baba the list of those who have reformed after you have got angry with them. In fact, they become even more irritated. They don't reform themselves. They create opposition in their mind. If they are elderly ones, then they create opposition in their mind. Because they can't say anything. And if they are young, they begin to cry. Because they can't say anything. So Baba is telling you all the things that you have to do this year. Do you like it? Do you like what Baba is saying to you? Are you ready to do it? Now raise your hand. That I have to do it. See, TV people, Baba is telling them, now take their photograph. Yes, yes, raise your hand again. And you may even stand if you like. Let the TV people take your photograph. Take your video. have the photographs been taken? Video taken? Okay, now keep your hand down. Bab Dada's desire is that everything Baba has told you to do this year, you have to do it. This is Baba's desire. That whatever Baba has told you to do, you have to do it this year. Okay. Baba has given you a lot of work, is it not? But Bab Dada is your companion. Bab Dada is your companion. Whenever you feel something is difficult, say it from your heart. Baba, my heart, my companion, come and help me. And Baba is bound to help you. You have to say it with your heart, though. Because you have to see the time and the self. So time and self. The time is challenging. Time is challenging you as it is going very fast. So time is challenging you. And you, the self, have to challenge Maya. Time is challenging you and you have to challenge Maya. What can she do then? If you have your determined thought and Baba is with you, what can Maya do then? So, Bab Dada was saying that according to the time, the speed of time is fast at present. It's going very fast, the time. So, who's going to oppose the time? You are going to do that, no? Who's going to face the time, not oppose, face. Who's going to face the time? You are going to do that. Bab Dada has seen that you are not hearing the call of unhappy souls, the call of devotees, and the call of time that much. You are not listening to that. Baba is, the unhappy souls are calling, the devotees are calling, time is calling, but you are not listening. The poor things do not have any courage. So, give them, they are not having courage, so give them wings that they at least can fly. Give them wings of courage so that they can fly. Give them the wings of courage and zeal and enthusiasm. Okay.
Baba Seva ka turn Punjab zone ka hai. Punjab, Himachal, Haryana, Jammu, Kashmir,
Uttarakhand. So it's a turn of Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu, Kashmir, Northern India. Bab Dada also has love for Punjab. Why does he have love for Punjab? You have made Jammu and Kashmir belong to you. But only to a small extent. Jammu Kashmir is well known in Pakistan and in America. Jammu Kashmir is very famous. Everyone's vision is on Jammu Kashmir. So show some splendor there. Do not think that the sisters of that place alone should do it. You should give some cooperation to them and show it by doing something wonderful there. Give a little attention and your name will be glorified in Jammu and Kashmir. The place where there's fighting should now have a flag of peace hoisted there. Is it okay? Is that okay? It's a large number, so many have come from the zone. Firstly, become free from obstacles. And secondly, hoist the flag of peace in service. Everyone should be able to see the flag. That is that, yes, the flag of peace is flying in the place of peacelessness. Is that okay? Acha, okay, sit down. Now, double foreigners. Please stand up.
International
International Youth Retreat, Children's Retreat, all these retreats are going on, Parents Retreat. So double foreigners, please stand up. All children, double foreigners, please stand up. Baba is calling you double, double intense effort makers, aren't you? You are not double foreigners now, but you are double intense effort makers. The speciality of the double foreigners is that they generally like to walk hand in hand. Male and female, they like to walk hand in hand, no? So they like to walk hand in hand. So, have all of you put your hand very firmly in Bap Dada's hand? That is, have you made him your companion, your friend, your lovely friend? He's a lovely friend, is he not? So, have you made him your friend? Have all of you made Bap Dada your friend? Your lovely companion. You remember relationship with a friend very quickly. When any difficulty arises, you will not share it with your father, but you will like to share it with your friend. So you have made God your companion, your friend. Isn't God your friend? Is he or not? God is your friend. Is he not? It's good. Bap Dada is pleased. Bap Dada is pleased to see the foreigners. What is the reason for that? Why Baba is so happy to see the double foreigners? Those from abroad have proved one name of the Father. Those from abroad have proved one name of the Father, that of the World Father and the World Benefactor. Previously he was called the Benefactor of Bharat, but those from abroad have revealed the Father's name as being the World Benefactor. So from Benefactor of Bharat, he has become World Benefactor because of you. Double foreigners. Previously you used to do world service just with your mind, but you have now become instrumental to serve the world in all directions. You are serving all over the world. And just see how wonderful the children that have emerged from all corners of the world are. You have come from all corners of the world. You would have the intoxication that you are the companions of every cycle. You are the companions of every cycle. You were, you are, and you will be. You are that, are you not? You have that intoxication, is it not? Look, the Father's vision recognized you even though you were in different corners of the world. Father's vision recognized you, the Father recognized you, and you also recognized him. The poor people keep on saying that he will come, he will come. He will come. Whereas what do you say? That he has come. He has come. They say he will come and you say he has come. You sing, do you not? My Baba has come. Mera Baba aa gaya. So it is very good. It is very good. The Father is specially giving everyone love and affection. Everyone love and affection, remembrance and blessings from the heart. Okay. So now Yatyar, Bap Dada has already given all the children everywhere love and remembrance.
Bap Dada.
all the children everywhere will now do practically the whole work that Bap Dada has given and give the proof of it and show its impact by becoming worthy children. So lots and lots of love and affection, lots and lots of love and affection from the heart to all the children everywhere. To all the children everywhere, and also accept multi-million fold love and remembrance. Bap Dada, namaste. To such worthy and elevated children, Bap Dada, namaste. Namaste. To such worthy and elevated children. So this is the Murli of 31st December 2008, and very soon after a few hours we will enter 2020. So hearty greetings to all of you for the new year. And we will meet next year, 2020, on 18th of January, 2020. We request Dadi Janki to give us more blessings on this day. And today we have already bid goodbye to 2019, and we will be entering 2020 very soon. It's a very lovely meeting of the old year and the new year. The new year is bidding goodbye to the old year, and on this day we are remembering Dadi Gulzar also. She's in Mumbai, and she's also remembering all of us.
और भरपूर करेंगे और आशीर्वचन देंगे आदरणीय
So now Dadi Janaki is going to bless us. We will also celebrate here for the new year. We will celebrate.
Wonderful Baba. Baba.
Sri Baba. Baba.
Mita Baba.
Sweet Baba, sweet Baba.
Bolo na.
Say loudly.
Pyara Baba.
Pyara Baba, beloved Baba.
Shukriya.
Thank you, Baba. Shukriya, Baba. Thank you, Baba.
Aapko to hai.
So new year is coming. What do you have to do in the new year? You have to finish all the old things of the old year. See everywhere, so many Baba's children here, gathered here, everywhere. Dadi Janaki is so excited. Dada, where is Dadi and Dada? Tomorrow everyone is celebrating Dadi Janaki's 104th birthday in the evening here. So, I will always say, be happy and move along, move forward, forget the old things of the old year. So whatever Baba has said, we have to do it. In 2020, what is you have to do? So what have we to do? Baba has already told us what we have to do in 2020. So now the Madhurvani group has come to sing New Year song, bidding goodbye to the old year and welcoming the new year. And now I will hand over the mic to Sister Grishma, who will translate. From now onwards. And I have to go down on the stage, as I am invited to go on the stage to light candle and cut the cake, so there is going to be great celebration.
टोली देना आरंभ करें अभी तो नए वर्ष के लिए और भी कार्यक्रम हैं इसलिए सभी भाई बहने बैठ जाएं क्योंकि अभी इसके बाद मधुरवाणी ग्रुप गीत प्रस्तुत कर रहा है कैंडल लाइटिंग है केक कटिंग भी है
और आप सभी को हॉल में बैठे हुए टोली मिल रही है all of you are getting tuli, all of you are going to get tuli now. Please remain seated.
सभी भाई मेरे ध्यान देंगे जिन्होंने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः मुरली क्लास के बाद नाश्ते के पश्चात कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे, और जिन्होंने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है कल प्रातः मुरली क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे और सौगात लेंगे। और अभी कुछ ही मिनटों में आपके सामने बहुत सुंदर कार्यक्रम होने वाले हैं। अभी
मधुमानी ग्रुप बहुत सुंदर टीम है, इसलिए हम इन्हें टेकिंग अगेन टुमारो मॉर्निंग आफ्टर क्लास यू विल गेट टिकट इन द कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल।
आप देख रहे हैं कि आपके सामने बहुत सुंदर कैंडल लाइटिंग का स्टैंड सजाया गया है, केक कटिंग भी होगी।
यू आर ऑल सीइंग दैट देयर इज अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल केक एंड कैंडल लाइटिंग टेबल हियर।
ओम शांति। सतयुग को भी साथ लिए आया नया साल है।
वी विल टेक द गोल्डन एज अलोंग विद अस। वी विल ऑल सेलिब्रेट द न्यू ईयर। दैट वी आर ऑल सिटिंग अलोंग विद बाबा। वी से बाबा हैप्पी न्यू ईयर। बाबा हैप्पी न्यू ईयर। गिव अ बिग राउंड ऑफ अप्लॉज। हैप्पी न्यू ईयर टू एवरीवन।
बाबा की एक तरफ संतोष जी दे रहे हैं और दूसरी तरफ निर्मला दीदी दे रही हैं, तो बाबा की केक लेके जाएंगे। बाकी नाचों को 12 बजे
everyone are celebrating, so celebrate with happiness, so that is the way for the dance, so we will all say happy new year to Dadio.